In an emotional memorial service at Juno Douglas High School, speakers remembered pilot Patrick Coyle, flight paramedic Margaret Langston, and flight nurse Stacy Morse, who was pregnant with a daughter, Delta Ray, when the plane disappeared over Frederick Sound on January 29th. Guardian flight colleagues remembered Coyle's sense of humor and generosity, Langston's warmth and composure, and Morse's infectious smile and passion for nursing. The resounding message was this: each of them loved their job and will be greatly missed. Fellow first responders honored the crew with a traditional last call ceremony, symbolizing the end of their shift.
They have completed their tasks. They have given their best. In tribute to their lives and service, we sound this final bell.
Hundreds turned out, including many members of Juno's emergency responder community, who came to pay their respects. Guardian flight pilot Eric Magnuson said he and his coworkers are forever grateful for the support they've received from their colleagues in Juno and elsewhere.
And they came and cared for us and supported us. And it was an amazing thing that they did. So we're just all very, very grateful.
Fire and EMS personnel from CAKE also spoke at the service. Some of them were waiting at the airstrip that night with a patient awaiting pickup. CAKE Fire Chief Calvin Wilson Jr. said their town of about 600 people relies on private air ambulance companies like Guardian Flight for life-saving medical transports.
Anywhere from the little babies up to the elders. And our community is really thankful for that.
When the plane didn't arrive, he said residents began helping with the search within minutes. The decision to come to the memorial service was just as immediate.
It was important for us to be here with the family and with the community. It touched a lot of us back home. We hope that we're able to bring some comfort to the family by being here.
After the service, mourners filed outside where helicopters staged an honorary flyover. Recovery efforts went on for about 2 months after the Guardian flight plane went missing. Search crews recovered parts of the plane, including the cockpit voice recorder, but were unable to locate any sign of its crew. The National Transportation Safety Board is still analyzing the evidence to determine what happened. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.